The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's. That's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but Ecclesiastes chapter 3 teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope before this show's over. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, but some of us probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because this was the first exit I could reach on the Dallas freeway. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, once a week, we ask this question. Once a week, we ask this. Are you ready? Are we expecting more in 2024? Now, I know people out there are like, Dave, it's March 14th. So, it only takes a moment for a miracle. Are we expecting more in 2024? You got to take that level 6 expectation and flip it upside down to a 9. So you can be expecting more and seeing more and engaging with the Lord more. That's a great idea. That's the question. Are we expecting more in 2024? If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We want you to be able to reach out to us. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. I'm sorry I could not get in earlier. I tried to get down here so we could do some recording, but there was something that happened that I was not able to take care of, and that is the Dallas freeway system said, so I didn't get here on time. So I apologize.
If we can find a way to get your car to fly, then there wouldn't be a problem.
I mean, this is where Star Trek comes into play. I mean, a transporter, right? Boom,
right.
Boom, done, right? Come on. Somebody's got to come up with this. Okay. Anyhow, I want to say thank you for all the hard work you're doing. I know you're running the entire ship today, aren't you? The whole thing.
Well, kind of. I mean, okay. Jennifer's working from home, so she's still able to access everything, but...
Listen, anytime I say something
I'm halfway.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime I share that with you, Jennifer is always underneath that, okay? Just right. So you can always know. We know.
I'm halfway running it.
Yeah,
how about that?
I know.
I'm here.
He's the only one here is kind of what I meant, and then Jennifer's always working. She's always... Let me just say that real quickly. always working. Okay. Make sure you guys keep these people in prayer, right? Because it's not just spiritual warfare for me. It's spiritual warfare for Jacob. It's for Jennifer. It's for Don. I would never do what Don does. I wouldn't own a station, have to deal with all that stuff. No, sir. So bottom line is keep these people in prayer. They need your prayers. That would be awesome. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, we're telling you, you can call us. We're also going to tell you, you can text us. So let me do the text real fast and then the email, and then I'll tell you why you want to do that. So you can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. And this is the non-professional voice that always makes a difference for people's lives. Here it is.
214-210-8483.
Kind of sounds like a cat or something. I don't know. Anyway, you can either call us, you can text us, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, David, D-A-V-I-D, at, A with a circle around it, hemustincrease, John 330, hemustincrease.org, nonprofit entity, all right there, david@hemustincrease.org is the email, text 214-210-8483, or call 972-445-0770. Why? Why do it? Oh, here's why. Because if you've got a praise report and you share that praise report, it honors God, it reinforces it in your own life, and it blesses other people. That's number one. And you have an open opportunity to do that. So if at any point you are getting that, I'd really like to share a praise report, but I have nowhere to do it, wrong answer. Okay, number two, prayer request. What's important about that? Two or more are gathered together. There am I in the midst of them. If two or more agree upon anything being done, it shall be done. There's power in the multiplication of faith, of confidence, of trust, of brothers and sisters loving and taking care of each other and protecting each other. And no, I don't care if you're Baptist or you're Pentecostal or you're Church of Christ or Church of God. I don't care if you're Methodist. I don't care if you're Lutheran. I don't care. Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you pray and seek to honor and try to walk in a genuine relationship with your Heavenly Father? We are blood relatives with the same dad then, and we drink of one Holy Spirit. The same power that's in was in Jesus to raise him from the dead is the same Holy Spirit that's in you and I. We share a lot. And so we unite. Fulfill the law of Christ by what? Carrying one another's burdens. That's what Galatians teaches us, Galatians 6. So that's why we do that. We also have that opportunity for you, hey, I got this happened, I wanted to share this. It's just something that the Lord's been sharing with me or teaching me. It's not that we are opposed, by the way, the getting into politics. You know, every once in a while I do pretty good at a couple of jabs here or there. Ding, 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 ding. Here's the bottom line, though. It's not just strictly about that. This is about the hour and a half in your life, or 30 minutes or 3 minutes in your life that you need to just to hear, that a boy, let's keep going. That a girl, let's keep it going. Let's just keep pressing into the Lord. That's what we need. Because your answer for everything, no matter what it is and no matter who says anything, no matter what person in public says anything, your answer is more of God. Period. Okay, so that's what we're encouraging you to do. We are going to go into prayer because I want to pray for a couple of different things. So listen, if you're in San Diego right now, it's just about 11:40, 10 seconds shy. If you're in Denver, it's just about 12:40. If you're in Dallas, it's just about 1:40. If you're in Detroit, it's just about 2:40. And so you can contact us by phone, by text, by email for anything that's going on. We're here for you to do our best to be a blessing. That's the big key. And we are expecting more in 2024. I want to pray Aunt Deb's daughter-in-law, Holly, her papa, which is her grandpa, going through a lot of surgeries, not really making a lot of progress. We definitely want to pray for Holly and for Blake as well as for Papa. So we're going to pray for them. And I want to pray for my wife. And I know you guys will join me in this prayer as well because it's not like there's ever any kind of unspoken politics in corporations. Anyway, so I want to just pray for her that she would just be at peace. So let's go before the Lord and pray, and then we'll get into the teaching. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you. Romans 1, 1 Corinthians 1, 1 Peter 1:3. First, we thank our God. Hallelujah. You're so kind to us. Just in reading your word today, Lord, you know I'm just sitting there going, how do you do? I just can't believe you're so patient. so merciful. And so, Lord, I'm just asking you, because you're my dad, you're my heavenly father, you're my king. I'm asking you for help for people. Now I'm going to lift up Papa to you first. It's Holly's grandpa. He's trying to get better, Lord, but they're doing some surgeries, but they're not getting the relief, and they need more wisdom. They need something that comes from you. If they are not going to have the moment where you just touch him and he's healed, which we would love, then at least give those doctors insight or wisdom to know what to do. And while that's going on, Holly needs to be kind of at peace. She's got a lot of stuff going on for her, and her and Blake, and they're traveling and all the stuff they got going on. Just a little bit of peace to descend upon them so that they would not be so uncomfortable. They'd be at rest. And I want to lift up my wife to you. And it's just like, Lord, I don't know that I'm her biggest defender, but you know how I feel. So I'm going to let go of this and put this in your hands and ask you to simply protect my wife emotionally and psychologically from all that's going on and give her the just of her efforts. What a man sows, that shall he also reap. That's good. That'd be great for her. It'd be awesome. That'd be a first time in that company. So we would just love that. Anyway, Lord, bless her, encourage her, and let your peace be upon her. That's what I'm praying. She's my bestest, and I ask you to bless her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, people, right into the text we go. We're not messing around today. We got a lot of stuff to do, and we only have an hour and a half show to do it, which is part of a disadvantage of late. We are in Jude, and if you listened to us talk last week, and if you didn't, you should listen to it on the podcast. We are in Jude, and in Jude, we covered basically verse 1, and we're going to rehash verse 1, go into verse 2, and verse 3. And if we get to verse 3, you better hold on to your hats, because it is the basis of the entire letter. So just kind of a recapping real quickly from Jude verse 1. Here's what it said. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. To those who are called, loved by God the Father, and kept in Jesus Christ. So Jude, exhibiting absolute humility. This is the brother of Jesus, but he's not saying that. Do you understand? I just need everybody to understand. He identifies himself as a servant of Jesus Christ. He's not even, I mean, the family. He's like, nothing like that. He's mentioning that he's a brother of James. Now, I want you to understand, there's no nepotism going on here. In the early establishment of the kingdom of God, there's nothing like that. Everybody is a servant of Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was his brother.
Yeah, it sure was. And from the earthly point of view, he must have been really a tough brother to live up to. But he is the Lord and the Savior, and that is first. If anybody had a reason to use family as the first excuse, it'd be Jude as my brother. It's my older brother, and I just happened to know. And it's just like, none of that. You don't get that. No family call-ins like that. It's to Jesus first, period. Always. And so here, and then in that very, very first beginning, he reminds everybody, look, we are called by the Lord. Loved by God the Father. I just know people think, oh, I became a Christian, God loved me, I got my sins forgiven, and then after that I started messing up some more, and now he loves me less, and it's like ridiculous. He doesn't love you any less. He doesn't actually love you anymore because he loves perfectly. But that's not the point. The point is simply this. He loves you. He loved you. He loves you. He will always love you. And that's not going to stop. So you're loved by God the Father. Kept in Jesus Christ. I mean, this, you're talking about, oh, I keep saying this. Like, if you're going to commit something to somebody, I think I'll take my salvation and commit it to Jesus. There's an idea, because he can keep it. Wow, I like that. Verse 2, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. That's how it be. Mercy, peace, and love. As easy as it can be. Who doesn't need more mercy in their lives? Who doesn't need more peace? And who doesn't need more love? So Jude he's praying that these would be multiplied for his readers, which, by the way, includes you. God wants you to understand that he wants for you a multiplication of mercies. What's mercy, Dave? It's different than grace. What do you mean it's different than grace? Grace is unmerited favor. You can't earn it. That's grace. Mercy is not receiving what you do deserve, which is judgment. You did it. You deserve it. But mercy is not going to happen. And that's what we need. We need that mercy, that living mercy, that great, that extension of grace. The other side of grace is really what a lot of people call mercy, which is really kind of cool. It's not like you don't have to freak out about it. We need that in areas in our lives. I need mercy in my life. I need not to be judged for the dumb things I've done. And we need it multiplied. And then he goes on to say this, and I'm going to start this and then stop it. I'm just going to read it, and then we're going to stop it because the intensity is just really at the high level, okay? He says this in verse 3. Beloved, very nice. He loves these people. Beloved, although I made every effort to write about you, the salvation we share, I felt it necessary to write and urge you to contend earnestly for the faith entrusted once for all to the saints. Jude is writing about the faith that was once and for all delivered, but he wanted them to understand that he was writing to them about salvation. And then he's like, you know, I was just going to write you about salvation, but I just found it necessary to write to you for you to stand firm in the faith. Wow. He could have written all day long on salvation by itself, but he moves in the framework of what his intent was to tell you. No. I was just going to write you about salvation that we share. Isn't that cool? But guess what? I got to write you about something else. It's something very importantly connected. That's where we're going when we come back. In the meantime, take a deep breath. And here is your first trivia question. Who is this? And I believe you will get this. Who is this? I cannot give you a reference, but you will understand. I was hurt by Satan with God's permission. The Lord spoke to me out of a tornado. Who am I? Am I Job, Paul, or Timothy? I was hurt by Satan with God's permission. And I heard the Lord speak to me out of a tornado. Who am I? Am I Job, am I Paul, or am I Timothy? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text, what? Yep, 214-210-8483. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the Webby site. The Webby site. It's like a Webby site. I will tell you, I'm so happy. I have accomplished these major, major steps for the books being fully done and kind of spreading all over the place. Plus, I am a week away from allowing the first book on audio to come out. That's not the broken book. It's the Jewish Christian book. But I'm about a week away from that. Got everything rolling right where it needs to be by the grace of God. That will be up there on the website. So the book information's on the website. If you want the book but you can't afford it, or you want the audio when we get it and you can't afford it, just tell me. We'll get it to you. I don't care. And then there's all this other cool stuff on the website. I think we did take down the plans to build a Battlestar ship. I think we took that down. I can't remember. Anyway, and there's also a place to give. And giving is good because we like the giving, because when you give, it helps us keep doing ministry. So we like it. Plus, you get a whistle. No, you don't. You get a donut. No, you don't. You get a Lamborghini. Nope. You get a jet. Nope. You get a receipt at the end of the year and a big thank you. That's what you get. But when you give it unto the Lord, not to people, not to anything, and not just here, anywhere, okay? Check it out on the website, by the way, our scripture, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Yes, Lord, the best for you and only the best for you. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HemosIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HemosIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HemosIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HemosIncrease.org.
HemosIncrease.org.
What are you supposed to be, some kind of a cosmonaut?
No, we're exterminators. Somebody saw a cockroach up on 12.
That's got to be some cockroach.
Bite your head off, man.
That's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah, I decided to put that one in.
Oh, yeah, that's just genius. If you guys don't know why that's funny, I'll tell you later. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yep. Okay, I'll just leave it there. Here's your trivia question. Oh, I love it. Who is this person? I was hurt by Satan with God's permission. Actually, out of a tornado, God spoke to me. And here's one more hint. And I had three really lousy friends. Am I Job, am I Paul, or am I Timothy? That is the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text we go. Wow. Jude, verse 3, beloved, Jude loves people. Okay, don't get the wrong idea. He's a very tough letter here, but he loves these guys. Although I made every effort to write to you about the salvation we share. If you read that, you understand. He's like, I was trying to write all super cool positive. It's like, you know, I just wanted to share with you about the salvation that we share, but that didn't happen. And you think, well, why is that? Well, the reason it didn't happen is simply this. Because the Holy Spirit who was directing Jude was like, nope, you're going to write this way. And he says, I felt it necessary to write and urge you. You know, there are some Greek interpretations where the word is, I thought it necessary, and some that was like, I felt it necessary, and that's where people are just losing their minds. He was prompted by the Holy Spirit to write more specifically about the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. That's what's going on. So there are some people, and I want to make sure because I want to read the whole thing to you. Beloved, although I made every effort to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt it necessary to write to you and urge for you to contend earnestly for the faith entrusted once and for all to all the saints. Now, he's not talking about physical contention. And I cannot express this deeply enough. There are people in the name of Christ. By the way, this is the major capacity of using the Lord's name in vain. Talking about physically contending for the faith. Wrong. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't use knives and guns to declare the truth. We use the truth and the power of the Holy Spirit. The weapons of our warfare are spiritual. They are from God the Father, who pours his grace upon us. They are the weapons of Jesus Christ and his blood. They are in the power of the Holy Spirit, and they are in the power of the gospel. That is our weapon. Our weapon is the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. Not weapons. And people are like, well, no, you know, we should shut down all these different points of view. We should just have this. Even that from the Christian point of view, that's wrong. You should allow the truth to be declared and let people make their decision. If they're connected to the truth in any capacity, they'll gravitate to it. I don't have any problem with somebody else sharing something as long as I get to share the truth. I don't care. It works this way, and I'll help you really understand it. You run into somebody, and they tell you something, and you go, well, you worship God your way, and I'll worship God his way. See that difference? See, got to pick up on that. That's pretty funny. You worship God your way, I'll worship God his way. So the point in this is that our warfare, and it is a warfare, it's a contention, but it's not a contention with physical weapons. In fact, the weaponry that we understand all leads back to Ephesians 6, where you see that there's the shield of faith, and then there's the sword of the Spirit. And it's all these things that are weapon-oriented are all spiritual in nature. There's no actual gun. There's no actual knife. It's the truth. It's the Word of God, which cuts between the bone and the marrow of a person. You get that? That's what we're talking about. Wow. That's just the opening bell on that. Like, ding, opening bell. All right, trivia question. I think I might have done a bad job, so I will do it again, make sure everybody understands. We're trying to identify who this person is, and the question is simply, I was hurt by Satan with God's permission, and God spoke to me out of a tornado, and I had three miserable comforters. Who am I? Am I Job, Paul, or Timothy? And the answer is Job. Spoke to out of a tornado, allowed to get beat up a little bit, had three miserable comforters. If you are in San Diego, if you are in Denver, if you're in Detroit, go to hemusincrease.org and listen for the rest of it. The rest of you hang out. Short break. We'll be back. All of mankind. And what the whole teaching has to do with is the dissatisfaction that people have who are worldly when the divine is involved. I want you to hear that line. That's the big line. That's the big connector between all of this. The worldly are never satisfied if divinity is involved. So the example Jesus says is, you know, we played the flute for you, right? And the flute, you know, woo, the flute, yay, happy sounds, right? And the people are like, no. And it's like, okay, well, we sang a dirge for you, right? What'd you sing at a funeral, right? And the people were like, no. And then John the Baptist, he says, comes, and John the Baptist is as straight as you can get. We would call him, a massive teetotaler might be fair enough to say. And he says, he's not eating bread, he's not drinking any wine, and you people, the way you respond, you go, hey, he's got a demon. And then Jesus, he says, I come, Son of Man comes, I'm eating and drinking. And then what do the people do? They extreme it out and they say, he's a glutton because he's eating, not eating more than he should, just eating. And he's a drunkard because he had wine. You see, this is the thing. The thing is that the world and the worldly are never satisfied. That's why I said that connection to the song. And don't get mad at me that I used a Rolling Stone song. It's not my fault. They wrote a song called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. This is the Lord trying to reach people at different levels, and people keep going, no, 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 no. And it's nonstop. And there's just no satisfying them. And even the one thing that I would say, and I've said this before in the beginning of this broadcast, and I don't really care about your political affiliations, but when people get going in a certain direction, you can't move them one way or another. And when the media was all over Donald Trump, it's fair to say that had he helped cure cancer with research, they would have accused Donald Trump of putting people out of business who were in the cancer business. It's just like that's exactly what they would have done. Everybody knows that. And it's because that's how the mentality is. If somebody comes along and does something that's good and it's not appreciative to the world or they don't like it, they will rip it to shreds. You can't play the flute. You can't sing a dirge. You can't be Johnny the Baptist. And you can't be Jesus Christ because none of those things satisfy. We want exactly what we want, which, by the way, they don't even know what they want. That's the irony. It's God that's giving the opportunity for people to get the answers, and people are so inwardly confused because of Satan, they wouldn't know a good thing if it split them in the eyeballs. That's the problem.
The David Spoon Experience.